But what will people think? I know this is a voice inside your head every time you think about getting daring with your decor. I'm going to tell you how to shut that voice up in today's episode so you can get rid of this barrier once and for all and get on with the fun decorating. Welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. Are you sick of playing it safe with your interior design? Do you want to get confident with colour and pattern and learn DIY hacks so you can actually finish your home projects? Do you dream of being adventurous with room makeovers but lack the confidence to start, not to mention being clueless of how to get your husband on board? Don't worry, girl, I got your back. I'm your host, Cara Baker, serial decorator and content creator. I tried to design our home with personality and style, but everything felt disconnected and lackluster. Then I cracked the code to successfully decorate with bold interior design. In this podcast, you'll learn how to get brave with your DIY and decor choices, steps for daring room makeovers, plus unique and quirky home styling, so you can create a fun and functional home with pizzazz and glam. So grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. Before we start, did you know I have a free community of creative homeowners just like you who are working hard to grow confidence in getting more adventurous with their home decor by adding colour, pattern, and quirky styling and trying to find their unique style? I've recently added some new regular features that you're not going to want to miss, so come and join us in the Daring Home Decor Facebook group. There is a link in the show notes that will take you there, and I will accept your request within a couple of days. In today's episode, I'm going to give you some advice and tips on how you can conquer the fear of what your friends and family might think when you start to push the boundaries with your interior design. So grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. When I first decorated the house that I'm in at the moment, I definitely held back in certain places. And one of them was our downstairs toilet. I basically painted it grey. So it was very neutral, and I guess I saw it as a place where people would, you know, any visitors that came round would probably use this room, so I didn't really want to go crazy or offend anybody. I didn't want people talking about me behind my back and saying, oh my gosh, what has she done in her home? So that is what I did. But then when I started to get more adventurous with my decor, I was thinking, well, this is my house and I want to decorate it, you know, for me and how I want it to look. And also, if my bathroom was a talking point, then that can be a good thing. It's actually going to give somebody something interesting to look at and talk about whilst they visit my home. And it has been a talking point for my visitors. I've had quite a few different comments. I remember one Christmas, my niece's boyfriend very much enjoying the quirky picture that I've got of Kate Moss behind the toilet when he was using the facilities. So my gamble has very much paid off. I just want to start off by speaking a little bit about why our brain, or that little voice inside our head, tries to tell us not to do the things that we want to do. And that is actually our primitive brain. So anytime we're trying to do anything outside of our comfort zone, our primitive brain, our caveman brain, tries to stop us because it thinks we're going to get eaten by, I don't know, a saber-toothed tiger or something. When we feel that fear, our primitive brain doesn't understand that we're just scared about painting a room a bright colour and that we're going to be absolutely fine and we're not going to die. Our primitive brain basically thinks we're going to die, so it tries to do everything it can to talk us out of doing it. It wants to keep us safe and alive, so it talks us out of doing new things because we're safe where we are actually are at the moment. But we're never going to grow and we're never going to achieve anything by staying in our comfort zone. So I just wanted to speak a little bit about that first, just to give you an understanding of that you're not the only person that gets scared when trying something new. Everybody does. But the thing that you need to actually do is push through those fears. I guess as you're here listening to this podcast, that you are looking to get more adventurous and daring with your decor. So say, for example, you want to add more colour and pattern into your home, and it's something that you've looked at in, you know, you've got inspiration from other places and think, I absolutely love that. I really want to have that in my home. But then you don't do it because all your friends have got neutral beige interiors. So what you need to think about is, do you actually love their beige interior? Probably not, as you're here, as I said, but hopefully you respect that that's their choice and taste. And why shouldn't you get the same kind of respect back? And you probably will. What you're thinking in your head about what people might think or say is probably really not going to happen in reality. And also, maybe your friends have got more neutral interiors. Maybe you actually love the way their home looks, but it's not for you and not how you want your home to look. Just because somebody's got a different taste and style to you, that doesn't mean that you can't appreciate and like what they've done, and vice versa. They will probably do the same for you, and this is what you need to realise. It's your home and your taste and your life, so you've got to do what makes you happy. I'd rather regret the mistakes I make with my decor than regret never trying at all, just because of what other people think. And let's face it, if we all went through life never doing anything because of what all other people might think, then we wouldn't really get very far, would we? And if somebody didn't like it or did say anything, then as long as you like it, that's all that really matters. I don't know if you've seen the video on, I think it was on TikTok, but it's been on Instagram too, of the little girl telling her mom that Owen didn't like her hair. She's just the sweetest thing ever. And she says to her mom, Owen said my hair was crazy or something like that. And I said to him, well, my mum made this for me, and if you don't like it, I'll keep it for myself. And she was so proud when she was saying it, so confident. So this little girl's basically saying, well, it's my hair and I love it, so I don't really care what you think, Owen. And this is the kind of attitude that we need to take for ourselves. If you haven't seen that, by the way, look it up, because it's just like the sweetest, cutest thing ever. Like I said before, the fear never really goes away. Every makeover that I do, I hold my breath for the response of others. And unless they're lying to me, maybe they are, they do actually mostly love it. Maybe they wouldn't have it in their home, but they are impressed with what I do. So I do think about people's reactions, and I do worry about people's reactions, but I no longer let it stop me from going ahead with what I want to do and what I've planned to do. I remember when I decorated my hallway last time, I went quite mad with the colour and the clashing patterns, and I'm not kidding you, I was having a wobble every day that I was decorating it, thinking, no, it's not going to look right. It's the first place people see when they walk in. It's the one room that everybody will see when they come around my home. It's not like I can hide it. It's the entrance to my home. And I had a massive wobble over the carpet because I'd got some patterned wallpaper and it's got different colours in. But I wanted to get a stair runner on the stairs, and I just didn't want it to be plain. I wanted it to be funky. But every single pattern I was looking at, I was thinking, this is just going to clash with the wallpaper. And then I'm thinking, you know, the wallpaper will probably change before the carpet or the stair runner does. So I've got to make sure I get what I want on the stairs. And me and Andy went round loads of different carpet places. I got loads of different samples, and I did take a long time to decide on it. And I was really close to getting something plain and neutral, but I took the time to really think about it. And in the end, I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't. I got like a chevron black and white stair runner, which I love. And I remember actually going into, I think it was Tappy Carpets with Andy, and I was looking at zebra print pattern carpet at the time, and I had my wallpaper sample with me. And the man working there came up to me and asked me if he could help. And he looked and he went, "Oh," he said, "can I just suggest," he said, "I used to actually do interior design, and can I just suggest to you that you get a plain carpet because you've got a patterned wallpaper?" And Andy and I looked at each other and I thought, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say that I'm a home decor influencer or anything. I'm just going to let him think that he's teaching me something. But yeah, there is such a thing as pattern clashing now. So that is what I, you know, was aiming for, but I just wanted to make sure that I was getting it right. So that was, that obviously made me reconsider what I was thinking too. You know, things that people say do knock your confidence, but I'm glad I stuck to my guns in the end with it. And now when I did decorate it, my brother's one person that was, he'll tell me the truth. If he hates it, he'll tell me. And he's very much a neutral kind of guy. He likes to paint all the rooms in his house white, much to his partner's annoyance. She's really trying to, you know, get some colour and stuff in there. But I thought he would be like, "Whoa, what have you done?" But he actually really liked the whole hallway, which I was absolutely gobsmacked by. So it just shows what you think people are going to think. They don't. My dad, I remember when I was decorating it, my dad came round. I was painting the ceiling at the time, and I was expecting my dad to be like, "Why are you painting your ceiling a colour? You need to paint it white." But he didn't. He was like, "Oh, I love your painted ceiling. And oh, you know, I wish we had painted ceilings in our home." So These are the last people that I thought would like it, but they did. And when I've done other rooms, and I've had people come round, who have got grey, the whole house is grey, and they've come round and stood with a open gaping mouth at the things I've done in my house. So I know maybe they wouldn't want to go that far in theirs, but I can tell by some people's reactions that they are impressed with what I do. So do not let it stop you. And you never know, maybe you might influence others to get more daring with their decor too. So just make sure that you're true to yourself. And if you're wondering where to start and scared where to start, I suggest, if you haven't already, to listen to episode 6 of the podcast, which is Simple Risk-Free Ways to Experiment with Daring Decor. So that should get you started. So just a recap on this episode. Just remember that everything you want is just outside of your comfort zone. Decorate to your taste and desires. It's more important for you to be happy in your home than what others think of it. And it's better to regret your mistakes than regret never trying. So go on, girl, go and give it a go. Well, thanks so much for joining me again. And I really hope that what I've spoken about in today's episode is useful and helpful to you. And before I go, I just want to read this short and fun review that was left for me on the podcast, which I think is appropriate to today's episode. Style help for the not so stylish. This old gal, who is not great at decorating, is so happy to find Cara's show and be inspired to get out of my comfy zone and find fun and new ways to style my home. Kim Stewart. Thank you, Kim, for that lovely and funny review. I so appreciate getting your reviews on the podcast. It's the number one thing that you can do for me, as it helps the show to get shown to more people just like you. So if you would just take a minute after you've listened to the end of this episode to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts, I would very much appreciate it. And I know that people's number one problem with getting daring with their decor is where to start, and also being scared to start. So a perfect foundation to build confidence with your daring decor is to create your home colour palette. You can do this by following my free guide. It's a free booklet that will take you step by step to how to create your colour palette, and you'll end up with a downloadable colour palette at the end. You can get that at bit.ly/home colour palette. That's bit.ly/home colour palette, and that's colour with a U, the UK spelling. There's also a link to that in the show notes for you. On that note, it was great to have you here once again, and I'll see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been inspired by the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This will let me know if I've helped you in any way. And if you fancy a look around my home or to join the Daring Decor community, you'll find all my resources in the show notes. I'll see you next week, and happy decorating.